All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Monday, July 24th. The S&P finishes higher for the second week in a row. The Dow is on a 10-day win streak. It's Fed week. A crazy economic calendar in earnings will test the markets this week. Energy stocks are on the move. What the heck is going on with AMC? Plus, what did Marcus do with his CTRA position? As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. Today, we'll call the show Coffee with Mark, because if you've been following along for a while, you know that Marcus has had a busy summer. I'll leave it at that. But even though I'm running this show solo, you could say that we have a ton of trading experience at Rockwell, decades, in fact, and I promise that you're in good hands. We know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell it like it is. And if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, then you are at the right place. Before we dive in and talk about some positions that we are in, let's go ahead and take a look at what's moving the markets here. Let me go ahead and jump to the S&P 500. And what a chart. What a chart here. Now, today, markets are higher, making a move after a quiet Friday. I do have to apologize for canceling Friday's Coffee with Marcus and Mark, though. I decided to get out of the heat, and this was a little bit last minute. I took a screenshot here. This was how hot it was, 102 degrees Fahrenheit when I left my place. Getting to our place on the coast, it was 61 degrees. So a 41 degree change. Beautiful, beautiful on the California coast this weekend. I decided to take a little bit of an early head start and was unable to do the show on Friday. So I do apologize for not showing up, but we'll be here this week and make sure that we have some nice commentary, nice opportunities, and share what we're doing in the markets. And the S&P, interesting start to the week since it is Fed week. So markets are up. Just to recap what took place last week, the S&P finishing higher again. So 2 weeks in a row for the S&P. The Dow also finishing higher. Back-to-back winning weeks. Actually, a really strong week last week, up 2.1%. The NASDAQ finishing slightly lower last week, so down 0.6%. We had a little bit of a shift from the NASDAQ leading the way to the Dow leading, which was interesting because we know that tech stocks have been hot this year and the Dow's kind of been lagging behind, but now the Dow playing catch up. If we go to a daily chart, we could see that the Dow is just on a tear, breaking through this resistance and getting above 35,000, getting to levels that we haven't seen since April of 2022. The Dow has had 10 winning days in a row, going on number 11. That's the best win streak, I think, it was since 2017 for the Dow. So impressive move. The Dow leading the day again, up 0.5%. NASDAQ positive for the day, but lagging behind the other indices here. So what the heck is going on this week? And let's go ahead and look at PowerX Optimizer, bring up the economic calendar. We had flash manufacturing PMI coming out this morning. This week, consumer confidence tomorrow, but things really get interesting on Wednesday. I mentioned that between earnings and the economic calendar, will definitely be testing the market. This data this week is going to test the market. Will we get a break? Will we get a drop? Well, you know you're a trader if you're looking for a pullback. You know you're a trader if you're okay with the markets down and sliding. That I wouldn't mind a pullback here after everything we've seen. I think it would be healthy for the market and it would open the door to some nice wheel opportunities. Now, I mentioned that Wednesday on is going to be a big, big day and rest of the week for us because the Fed will wrap up their two-day policy meeting on Wednesday. We have Fed funds rate FOMC statement. This is 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, followed by the press conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 on the West Coast. So busy day on Wednesday. Traders definitely trying to figure out what is going on and where we go from here. The quarter point hike is priced into the market. It has been for a while. So 98.6% probability that the Fed will raise rates quarter point. That has been priced in. You see here, 2 days, 2 hours, 54 minutes, and 26 seconds away from that decision. So what traders are really interested in, what the Fed is focusing on and where we go from here, right? So a quarter point is priced in, and the Fed really hinted at a 50 basis point hike being, well, not necessarily a 50 basis point hike in one meeting, but needing to raise by potentially another 50 basis points. So we'll hear if that additional quarter point is still on the table, if that's what Fed members expect, or if they're really going to just be focusing on the data. Because right now we see that inflation is coming down, but jobs in the economy remain strong, right? So on one hand, you could say that, hey, because of the strong economy and strong jobs market with inflation coming down, we could see a soft landing, right? Not necessarily this full-blown recession take place, which traders had been worried about, investors had been worried about since the beginning of last year. On the flip side, if wages continue to increase because we have a strong economy, it could be that inflation starts to creep back up. And that's what the Fed wants to avoid. So traders want to know, is the Fed still planning on being more aggressive? Do they have concerns about inflation creeping back up with a strong economy and strong jobs? Or are we okay with where we're at after another quarter point? And will we just keep rates at these levels and then start to bring them back down? Target inflation for the Fed over time has been 2%. Maybe they need to adjust that. Maybe 2.5%, 3% now would be a realistic target based on everything that's going on. This is what investors want to hear. And so right now we see that traders have priced in a quarter point hike, believe that the Fed will keep rates at that level through January of next year, and then we'll start to see things declining. We'll see if that is true after Wednesday's meeting and decision. So busy week for the economic calendar, but we also see advanced GDP on Thursday, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, and then core PCE price index, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. This one's a biggie. We know that the Fed does use this information to get a better understanding of inflation and where we're at. So a busy week for the economic calendar, but also a busy week for earnings. Let's look at the earnings whisper calendar here. And we see that Monday, a little quiet. We have a few companies reporting, but things really pick up tomorrow. We have Verizon reporting before the bell, GM, 3M, General Electric, Nucor, Alaska Airlines. After the bell, some biggies here, Microsoft and Alphabet, Visa, some others. Before the bell Wednesday, AT&T, Boeing, Coca-Cola. We have after the bell, huge one, Meta, Chipotle. There's, you know, a few others. Mickey D's on the list before the bell on Thursday. MasterCard, a biggie. Valero, Honeywell. And then Intel after the bell on Thursday. On Friday, we have some oil and gas reporting. Exxon reporting before the bell. And same as Chevron. So a busy, busy week for the economic calendar. In fact, I saw two numbers. I saw that 150 companies in the S&P 500 are reporting. I also saw that 165 are reporting this week. I didn't count them, but bottom line is about one third of the companies in the S&P 500 will be reporting this week. So it's a busy, busy week for earnings. And almost 40% of the companies in the Dow will be reporting. So between that and the Fed and the economic calendar, the markets will be tested. Now, if we go back here, let's go back to PowerX Optimizer. We could look at the heat map, see what's going on today. Markets are higher. you see that there is a decent amount of green, a tiny bit of red mixed in between CRM, Salesforce down 1.5%, CDNS down 1.3%. So some software companies down a little bit. American Express reported Friday before the bell. They're down a little bit, down 1.5%, while Visa, MasterCard remain strong. Meta's down just a little bit. Amazon's down just a little bit. Utilities as a sector seem to be down. Oil and gas is up today. Let's jump back over here. Let's look at Exxon. So again, Exxon reporting, XOM, the ticker. Exxon reporting before the bell on Friday. Right now, just a real nice range in Exxon. And right now up 2%. This is with a nice move in energy. Crude oil making three-month highs today. Chevron, CVX, another oil and gas company, up 3.1%. I mean, really, you could pick anything. APA is up 1.6%. APC. Oh gosh, that's an old one. Let's look at MRO. MRO. There we go. Marathon Oil up 1.5%. We have Devon Energy, DVN, up 1%. So just a nice move in energy across the board. If we look at crude oil futures, we see crude oil up 2%, breaking through $78 a barrel, putting crude oil at levels that we haven't seen since April of this year. So for the most part, we've traded in after breaking through the 74, 75 level, spent a lot of time trading in these ranges between 67, 74. Then last week and the week prior, breaking through those levels, pulling back to 74, and now rallying, getting above 78. So with this move in crude oil, oil and gas stocks are also on the move. And hey, there's also some earnings on Friday. What else is moving? Well, let's look at Tesla. Tesla is interesting. I saw one analyst, a smaller analyst, calling for a target of, I think it was $500 a share in Tesla. Early on, Tesla was down. They were downgraded by UBS to underweight. And this was because they said that this rally really accounts for the demand that was boosted by the recent price cuts. So they downgraded. Like, this has already been priced in, essentially, as well as those cuts. So starting lower, but since reversing up 1.4%, a pretty decent drop, though, from 300 after earnings here. A reasonable drop for Tesla. We'll see where we go from here. It feels like this one wants to pull back a little bit more, but we'll have to see. Trade what you see, not what you think, right? AMC, what the heck's going on with AMC? AMC, look at this. What? Up to levels that we haven't seen since early May, up 24% right now. One point pre-market, it looked like it was up 60%. Just crazy. Let's see where it opened from Friday's close to where it opened, 32-33%. Now, I didn't see that 60% gain pre-market personally, but I saw it in some commentary. Just some huge movement. So opening up 30% higher, right now up 23%. What's driving this move in AMC? Well, it's because of a judge. essentially, a judge on Friday blocked something that AMC was trying to do with their preferred stock conversion. The preferred stock conversion would allow AMC to issue more shares. And with those more shares, it dilutes the common shareholder float, or what's out there. And there was a lawsuit alleging that The shareholder vote was rigged to allow this conversion from preferred stock to common stock, which would issue millions of new shares, right? So that's bad for shareholders that bought shares before. What the company was trying to do is issue more shares, essentially, so they could pay off $5 billion in debt. Well, a judge said they can't do that, and traders liking this decision. So up 25%. Here we see, let's see if there's some more commentary here. Yep. So shares are trending on social media, fell today after a Delaware judge on Friday rejected. So this is a little bit, I guess it's all over the place. Preferred stock was down today, but common stock's up. Hey, here we see common stock surging 20% on the news. Okay. Here's the judge's ruling if you care. Excellent. So, I mean, gosh, not something that I'm trading, but nice move for anybody that held AMC and was hoping for a bigger move. But hey, hopefully you weren't holding AMC for too long, because this has been a bit of a dud after these big moves that we saw in 2022 compared to where we're at now, or 2021, actually. Let's go back to PowerX Optimizer. Go to the wheel here. And with this update, not a whole lot going on. I'll be honest, CSIQ is something I'm keeping an eye on. But right now, the 37 strike's available. 36 was available earlier. I select the 35 on this one. I like support a little bit more on at 35. And also, keep in mind, we have a busy, busy week. Now, markets could respond positive to the data being released, negative, or just go nowhere. But with the run-up that we've seen, I would love to see some profit-taking, a little bit of a pullback, get some more opportunities. The scanner is going to help us find those trades, and that's what I'm hoping for this week. But let's take a look at CTRA. If you've been following the show, you know that Marcus, I got out of CTRA a little bit ago. Marcus held CTRA through this dividend payment, was able to make a little more money, even though it pulled back to 23, shot right back up to 26. He was able to sell calls a couple of times. And 2 weeks ago, he had the 26 call. And then we had a big move down 3.7% two Fridays ago, closing below 26. Last week on Monday, he was able to sell the 26 call again, get some nice premium there. And drum roll, please. What took place on Friday? What did Marcus do? Did he roll? Did he let those options expire in the money, get called away? Did he buy back those calls? Well, he decided to say goodbye. It's hard to say goodbye sometimes. And this one is bittersweet because it has been a big moneymaker. In our mastermind call this morning, I saw some of the numbers traders were sharing. One trader made $10,000. This year with CTRA, another trader made $23,500. Just some nice profits on CTRA between puts being sold, calls being sold, making a little money on the stock as well. And Marcus, I don't know where his numbers ended up, but a real nice money maker, letting it go. So no longer in CTRA. We're both still in PNC. Marcus has not sold calls because his cost basis is a little higher than mine. But I've sold the 136 calls expiring Friday. So I'm keeping an eye on this. I would love to roll this one another week if we see the 136 tested. So that's something that I'll be keeping an eye on. But a real nice move higher since earnings. We know that there was an earnings beat, a little bit of a concern there on what was said during the conference call, gapped lower and rallied. And right now, I'm making money on this one. Since the drop that kind of caught us off guard in March, it's now trading near my cost basis, just 99 cents away. But with the premium I've collected on the puts that I sold and on the calls that I've sold, right now, I'm above my break even, so it's profitable and seeing where this one will go. So I'm looking for some more opportunities, and I'm hoping that there will be some volatility this week and some movement and opportunity to get into new positions. And That's what I live for. The VIX up 1.4%. So the fear index a little bit higher today, but higher while the market's higher just shows you that traders are expecting more movement because of what we have going on this week between earnings and the Fed. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like this update, please give it a thumbs up. If you are new to the channel, please subscribe. We love thumbs ups and we love subscribers. Hope you enjoyed the video. Until tomorrow, happy trading, everybody.